You want an exposition of these verses.
Yes.
This does not start with this Innalazina Amanu. In fact, the final 10 verses, in fact, the whole of this surah is well connected. Particularly, the final verses deal with the subject of Christianity, the end part of Christianity, the final days or its shape which in which we shall find it during the latter days. And this particular reference to the end of Christianity and what would happen to them and what would be their shape as far as the industrial development is concerned, and what would be the position of their religion and so on. All this has been discussed. And then in between, it is said that those who would be true believers, they would be exempt from that. Their position would be distinctly apart from theirs. And then it goes on to discuss the same subject again. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is sort of parenthesis between the verses which deal with the same subject. And kalima here is not an alien subject discussed, but it is exactly in line with the whole of the subject which starts from أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ. What is the connection? The connection is that the Christians believe that Jesus Christ is Kalimatullah, as against all other prophets. So he is the word which is mentioned in the Bible, who was with the Lord eternally, and he became personified. So they are proud of one Kalima. And they believe that that kalima is superior to all other prophets because none of the other prophets is a kalima. The Holy Quran says, what are you talking about? One kalima? لَوْقَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادَرْ لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ خُبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If the entire oceans were turned into ink for writing, the kalimas of Allah, the kalimat is the plural of kalima, the words of Allah, the oceans would exhaust before they can finish the words of Allah. Even if we bring forth a new generation of oceans, the like thereof, still the same thing would happen again and again. This is the meaning. So kalima here is not a word which is disconnected with the context. In the context of Christianity, there is a most beautiful expression, also extolling God independently. That also is the meaning and connotation of this verse, regardless of what Christians believe or do not believe. But also it is connected with this thread of meaning.
Could you kindly throw the light on Jannat al-Firdaus?
What is curious about Jannat al-Firdaus? Tell me first.
No, it's mentioned here, so I wanted to ask that
Jannat has been mentioned variously, described variously, different positions of Jannat, different qualities of Jannat in the Holy Quran. Why are you particularly interested in Firdaus?
No, in this context I was asking that, and then it changes to other sections for this reason that Jannat al-Firdaus has been given to those who are doing
this. This has been used in parenthesis among the mention of the Christians of the latter days. It is mentioned that true believers will also have been born during those times. And it is not that the entire world will be suffering from these follies which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, which will ultimately work for their total annihilation and destruction. This is what has been mentioned here. There would be people who would be exceptions. This is exactly like it has been said in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْأَصْلِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. The whole of mankind, all insan, is in a big loss, in a terrible state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those, that is the window opening for hope of future. That shows that during the last days of Christianity, true believers will also be born, and a new phenomena of belief would have started. A revival of Islam would start during the latter days of Christianity. This is why this subject has been mentioned in parenthesis. There would be some jannat created by the Christian world through their development of industry. Yusiruna Suna. Those are the jannat which are mentioned even by the tradition of the Holy Prophet, that Ad-Duniya Sijnul Lil Mu'mine wa Jannatul Lil Kafir. And also it is mentioned clearly with reference to the same people in a tradition, that they will create both hell and heaven on earth. And whoever believes in them and falls into step with them, they will provide him with a man-made heaven, which was created by them. A life of heaven would be created by these Christians. This has been referred to, وَهُمْ يَعْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِرُونَ سُنَا. It will be there through their progress in technology and science that they would be capable of doing anything. So, in contrast to their synthetic versions of Jannah, there will be people who would inherit the true Jannah from Allah. And they are not to be censured, their life would be completely different. So, in parenthesis, those people are mentioned.
Yeah.
And you were mentioned there, and you don't know.
Jazakallah, this was, you have now cleared it, because previously it was not
clear. You are one of those who are mentioned here in this verse, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ.
Jazakallah.